Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It is 11:04. We'll get you what's trending 1 hour from right now. Also, later on, we will get into CNN retracting a story about Russia and President Trump. And as the super fun healthcare bill debate goes on, because there's nothing more fun than that.
Oh, so yeah, just real quick on that. I heard it's up to 4 GOP senators now that are opposing the bill. We always have two. Across the board, it's Lisa Murkowski out of Alaska, and is it Susan Collins out of Maine?
Sounds about right.
Those are the two that often break from President Trump. They're Republicans that often go the other way. I believe it's the two of them, then a couple of others. And Mitch McConnell is looking for a vote on this before they go to break.
Yeah.
He's looking for it this week.
Yeah.
No way is it going to happen.
I don't think they're going to get a vote. I really don't.
They can have a vote. It won't pass. You need 52 for it to pass. They don't have 52. Or excuse me, you need only two can break. Only two Republicans can vote no. And right now, they've got four.
Right. So. You're not going to get any of the Democrats, obviously, to no. Rand Paul also is. I believe I just saw on Twitter, according to Fox News, that Rand Paul is meeting with President Trump today. Oddly enough, he hasn't met with Mitch McConnell, but we'll get
going
to that.
Going over his head.
As this super fun GOP Senate healthcare bill continues to evolve and change, the debate goes on. This story just popped up yesterday. This has nothing to do with the healthcare bill, because the last thing you probably want to hear about is the healthcare bill right now.
Yeah, we don't really want to talk about it, quite frankly.
It's
Let's
not,
wait and see what they're finally going to vote on.
I think that's probably fair.
You know?
So, Jason Chaffetz, Republican out of Utah, he's done, right? He's done
Friday. His last day. Stepping down.
And he had something to say, and we really would love to know what you think of this idea for members of the House of Representatives and the Senate.
I'll tell you what I think about it in a second. So Representative Jason Chaffetz, Republican out of Utah, said Monday that House and Senate lawmakers should get a $2,500 per month housing allowance, something he explained would help ease housing costs for members who cannot afford 2 mortgages or 2 rents. He told The Hill in an interview in his Capitol office, "I really do believe that Congress would be much better served if there was a housing allowance for members of Congress. He sleeps in his office when he is in Washington," which is not at all unusual. A lot of lawmakers have that problem where you go to Washington, you spend quite a bit of your time there, you don't want to pay to rent an apartment that you're going to be in just part of the year, so you sleep in your office. He's not alone in that one. He says, in today's climate, no one is going to suggest or vote for a pay raise, but you shouldn't have to be amongst the wealthiest of Americans to serve properly in Congress. Again, he officially resigns from the House on Friday and then is looking at opportunities in the private sector. Let me just point a couple things out.
Go right ahead,
Jimmy. About money here for a moment. So the most basic, not basic, most of the congressional members make $174,000 a year to serve in Congress.
Whether that's Roy Blunt or whomever.
Now, if you're House Speaker or you're a ranking member on a committee or you're whip or something like that, the number goes up pretty dramatically. But the least amount you're going to make as a member of Congress is $174,000 a year. Now, that doesn't go as far in D.C. as it might here. So I did a little check-in on Craigslist just to see.
You were trying to help Chavis out?
I was helping him out. I was trying to see where he could get an affordable apartment, because $2,500 a month for a housing allowance at the very, very least seemed like too much to me.
All right.
And he doesn't have to live, as a friend of mine pointed out that has lived in D.C., you know, you don't have to live within two blocks of the Capitol. You could live on, they have a very good public transit system in D.C. He could live somewhere along the transit line that would get him in and out very quickly. It doesn't have to be luxury housing. And he could get a roommate, because we're only talking about several months of the year. He's not there 12 months a year, so you don't need a place all year. You could sublease for a few months a year.
He's got to know Orrin Hatch.
You could do Airbnb.
Claire McCaskill, you know, and Roy Blunt could live together in a two-bedroom loft.
Or four of them. Put four of them together and they could party together. You know, put committees in the same apartments or something. Anyway, we're joking. But I did look, just glance to see, and it's expensive to live in D.C. You know, I was finding real basic, but close to the Capitol for $1,800 a month for a one-bedroom, one-bath. You don't have to live right next to the Capitol. The further out you get, in theory, the cheaper it's going to get.
Sure.
So does he have a point? Keeping in mind that at $174,000 a year, that puts Congress in the very top of earners across the country.
So he wants $2,500 a month, all right, times 12, and there's 535 members of Congress. So times 535... All right, like, that's a lot of zeros on my screen. 1, 6, 0, 5, 0, 0, 0, 0, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. So, in shape.
16 million?
16 billion. No, million. No, million. Yeah, 16 million. I can do. I can't write.
Where is that money coming from?
So, he wants $16 million to let the congressmen all have lodging in D.C. when they don't go home. So we're going to already, and I can't imagine anybody, whether you're a Republican, independent, or a Democrat right now, if you're a taxpayer, you're thinking to yourself, yeah, we really need a stipend for Congress.
Spend some of that $174,000 you're making. And granted, yes, Washington, D.C. is the sixth most expensive city in the country
to live. Don't care.
You probably have another job, though, also. My guess is that 174 is not all the income that you're bringing in. He is worth, by the way, more money than I'll ever see.
$5.6 million is his net worth.
So he explained that subsidizing lawmakers' housing costs in the D.C. metro could actually save taxpayer dollars in his backwards way of looking at it. He said if he had a proper home in Washington rather than a cot in his office, he wouldn't need to fly home every week on the taxpayer's dime, and his wife, Julie, could visit more often. What don't I get about why that's on the taxpayer's dime? Now, I know they get a lot of money for expenses and that kind of stuff, but you could change that, too. You could make that money come out of their pocket. It's not, it is a privilege for you to be in Congress, and it's not on us to subsidize every bit of what it costs for you to do that.
This is, I mean, look, if they're going to take, let's say, all right, how about this? What's 2,500 times 12? Let me just clear this out here on my calculator. I'm sure somebody's already got it. 2,500 times 12. So that's $30,000. Cut $30,000 from their salary. How about that? Right,
there you go.
Pay them $144,000, and they get a check for $30,000 they have to use for housing. And if they don't use it for housing, you give it back to the taxpayer.
Exactly. Somebody just said on the text line, I have a townhouse in Reston, Virginia, which is 16 miles from the White House. I can tell you I spend more than $2,500 a month for the total household. He doesn't need a townhouse. He needs a bedroom.
He needs an efficiency.
He really does. He needs a studio apartment.
Yes.
That's all he needs.
Yeah, he doesn't need your three-bedroom house 16 months.
Correct.
I'm sorry. I wish I had a townhouse. now 16 miles from D.C.
Nor does he need to support an entire household. He doesn't need to fly home and see his wife every week either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spend a few weeks there. I get that you miss your family, but again, you're not there all year.
And take advantage of Southwest Super Saver Sale.
They've got great deals.
I mean, come on. Rack up the miles.
Take Amtrak like Joe Biden used to do. You know, it's a pretty Amtrak ride across the country.
Exactly. Rack up those miles. Get yourself. I don't think anybody's like, oh man, you know what? We need to give Congress $2,500 a month. I'll read you some of the comments on Facebook because they're pretty funny coming up next. It's Midday with Jamie and Wickett. We'll do that. Also, we will dip into what CNN did once they realized, oops, they made a boo-boo about President Trump and Russia. That's next on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, Midday with Jamie and Wickett. Coming up, we'll get to a story about women in Missouri and why Jamie's never moving to Missouri if this possible law passes.
If this passes, then no, you can keep Missouri. You'll be fine, Wicked.
Of course I'll be fine.
It's me that'll have trouble.
I'm a heterosexual, middle-aged white male. I'm good.
Again, it's a good thing the radio station's in Kansas, all right? Or I'd really have trouble.
We'll get to that. Wrapping up our conversation. And a lot of you are being great on the text line.
Giving us a good laugh.
Republican Jason Chaffetz, who is leaving Capitol Hill on Friday, he's resigning, said that House and Senate lawmakers should receive a $2,500 per month housing allowance, something he explained would help ease housing costs for members of Congress who can't afford two mortgages or rents, which I'm sure everybody listening is thinking, boy, we just need to give more free stuff to Congress.
Can we not just treat it like the real world? You know, you put seven strangers together in a house, you give them each a bedroom.
Perfect.
They get to know each other better.
The text line wants dorms.
And barracks, somebody said.
I love that idea. Uh-huh. I mean, look, we could put Paul Ryan and Al Franken in the same room.
Yeah.
You could put Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz in the same room. They could be roomies.
We have a dining hall with a little card. You know, you get allowed a certain amount per meal.
Mm-hmm.
We could have movie nights.
Elizabeth Warren and Nikki Haley, because you got to keep the boys and the girls separate on opposite ends, obviously.
We had co-ed dorms.
Well, I'm just saying roommates. We're keeping things on the up and up. A lot of these people are married.
We'll put little dry erase boards on the doors. You know, you leave little notes for each other on the dry erase boards. We'll have a system so that if the wife comes to visit, you can warm yourself with sock on the door or something like that.
They'll have theme nights, party nights.
Yeah, and we'll give them a keg budget.
Everybody will get to know each other. I mean, it would be great. It would be wonderful.
The guy is done on Friday. He has been known to sleep in his office. Why is that? And he's not alone. A lot of them do. Because a lot of them have, you know, you're in D.C. enough time that you're at the very least staying Monday through Friday. And you're too cheap or don't want to get a hotel or whatever or Airbnb. And that's fine. So you sleep in your office. Why is it then on taxpayers, though, to make sure you get home to see your wife enough or to make sure you're comfortable on those nights when you're not reading legislation?
Let's see here. Darren writes on the Facebook page, they should only be paid what they're worth. And currently that would be zero. June says, OMG, milking the system. Let's see here. Chad says, no, hell no. This is a job you're supposed to do to serve your country, not bleed it dry. Shana says, hell no. Sam says, can't they just sleep in their office in the Capitol? Just put up a blow-up mattress? I don't get government-funded housing, stipend. Why should you? Leon says, just another reason for term limits.
You know, they already get a federal government rate that's cheaper on hotels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Get a suite with three other congressmen for the week and split it. To me, this is just, I get that he's on his way out, but why is this one of the last comments you would make? You know,
I have no idea.
Jason Chaffetz is wealthy beyond our imaginations, and so he doesn't need the money.
He's also going to go on to continue to get more and more wealthy. He's going to take a role at Fox News, and he'll do, and I'll tell you what, Chaffetz will do great at Fox News.
And he'll work in the private sector.
He's so good on camera. He will be great on Fox News.
He'll consult. He'll make huge consulting fees.
Yeah.
He'll be just fine.
He'll write a book. People will buy it. Yeah, Chaffetz is going to be just fine.
Now, the only...
Oh, Lordy. Here we go.
The only thing that gives his argument legs a little bit is that I was just curious when it comes to state lawmakers and if they get any kind of per diem or any kind of housing allowance for when they go to the state capitol. And there are some states, we do not have them, Kansas and Missouri are not among them, but there are some states that the per diem is higher for lawmakers that live beyond a certain radius of the Capitol. in theory, because you are either going to be driving more or you are going to be spending the night. Mm-hmm. We don't do that here, but in some of the larger states, they do that. That's the only thing that gives him an argument.
Nobody listening wants to hear that.
I know.
Unless Roy Blunt and Claire McCaskill are listening to us right now, or Kevin Yoder, mm-hmm. unless any of the local politicians are listening right now, nobody wants to hear extra money for our government officials so they can get a damn apartment when they're in D.C.
Yeah.
Nobody.
But it's not, again, it's not here, but it's not completely uncalled for.
President Trump went on a big tweet storm this morning.
Did he now? That's unusual.
No, it's not. No, he went on a tweet storm this morning, as a matter of fact. And he played the normal card he always plays to get his base fired up. We know exactly, you know, what President Trump, the cards that he's going to play, the fake news. But he did have reason to tweet about CNN today. They caught some fake news over at CNN. This is from Yahoo. CNN accepted the resignations yesterday, of three journalists involved in a retracted story about a supposed investigation into a pre-inaugural meeting between an associate of President Trump and the head of a Russian investment fund. The story was posted on the network's website last Thursday and then was removed, all links disabled, and they apologized to Anthony Scaramucci, the Trump transition team member who is reported to be involved in the meeting. The story's author, Thomas Frank, was also one of the people who resigned, according to the network executive who requested anonymity. Also losing their jobs were as an assistant editing manager and also the head of investigations, Lex Harris. The story had been quickly questioned both internally and externally, including by the good old people over at Breitbart. It was determined that the story that was posted without going through the expected checks and balances for a story of such sensitivity. No one knows exactly what was faulty, I should say, or whether or not CNN will continue to report on the issue. Now, the way President Trump is framing this, Jamie, is that CNN, and again, the way his tweet was, they caught fake news, CNN, cold. What about NBC, CBS, ABC, blah, 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 they're all fake news. They're not all fake news. The story was fake news, and I know nobody on the right is going to say this that is a pro-Trumper, but do you give any credit to CNN for saying, look, this didn't meet our standards, we pulled it, we had to go ahead and do that? Because not every outlet would do that.
Here's the problem, as somebody that's worked mm-hmm. in journalism for a long time, and it is understandable that we hate to believe it, but people make mistakes in every job.
Yeah.
And in the media, it's public, you know, because the original story was public. So the mistake is going to be public. And it's happened to all of us at some point. That's why you issue a correction. That's why you issue a correction. So do I give them a slide for it? No. The problem is that people sometimes are just going to remember the correction. You know, and sometimes it doesn't get as much publicity as mm-hmm. the original story. So it doesn't reach as many people. I think most people are not going to let it slide.
Oh, I don't think so either.
Especially because it was CNN.
Right, exactly. And I would probably go as far to say as I would like to think that people could look at this and say they retracted a story, but there are going to be so many people who will just say, oh, see, fake news, fake news, right. fake news, fake news.
Right.
And when the head of the fake news company, mm-hmm. President Donald Trump, Captain Fake News, When he goes spouting off about it, people just believe it.
Right.
All right.
Right.
CNN produces a lot of real news. They find out stories and report on real news. This one, you're going to be wrong sometimes. You really are. We're wrong a lot.
A lot of people are going to say the damage was already done, and that some people are going to accuse CNN of doing it on purpose mm-hmm. because they know they can just correct it later.
Sure.
But that's pretty rare. You know, it's pretty rare that a media outlet gets it so wrong that they have to issue a retraction. It's not good business for somebody to do that.
And also, real quick, do you remember Project Veritas back during the election when they basically hidden camera'd?
Yeah.
Hillary supporters saying, look, this is what we do. We go in, we incite riots, and then the cameras catch the Trump supporters reacting violently, basically saying exactly what happens. Well, they spoke with CNN producer John Bonifield and caught him on film. Cameras kind of down at the hip angle, if you've seen it, basically calling the Trump-Russia narrative mostly bull bleep. The president is probably right to say CNN is witch hunting them, but noted the story is, quote, good for business. So if you believe in Project Veritas, you can mm-hmm. find that, and you can see that at least one CNN producer is siding with President Trump and saying it's mostly bleep and they're doing it for ratings. By the way, they're third. which is to be expected. You would think the center is going to be third.
No, because people say they want it to be objective, but they don't really.
They don't.
They really don't.
Conservatives want to watch Fox News, and they win in certain time slots, and liberals want to watch MSNBC, and the centrists don't care.
No, the centrists are going to get their news from print or from radio. If you're watching TV, I think you're watching it in a bit for the commentary, and that's why CNN is losing in that fight.
Can I play a quick piece of audio for you?
Very fast.
Very fast.
I know what you're doing.
So we haven't been able to see Sean Spicer. Mm-hmm. We have not been able to see Sean Spicer doing the press briefings because they've turned the cameras off. Well, CNN's Jim Acosta kind of sounds like a jerk, but is asking a question a lot of media members, especially those in video, would like to know. This was from yesterday's press briefing in D.C.
Jen, Sean, can you answer whether the president still believes the question?
There's no camera on, Jim.
Maybe we should turn the cameras on, Sean. Why don't we turn the cameras on?
Jen.
Why don't we turn the cameras on?
I'm sorry that you have to do it. Jen, go ahead.
Why not turn the cameras on, Sean? They're in the room. The lights are on.
It does not seem to have been a drastic shift, starting from maybe the week before the president took his first trip abroad, that now we see you on camera about once a week. Is that a new normal that we would expect?
We'll see. We'll continue to mix things up.
Why are the cameras off, Sean? Why did you turn them off? Can you just give us an answer to that? Can you tell us why you turned the cameras off? Why are they off, Sean?
It is a legitimate question.
You are a taxpayer funded spokesman for the United States government. Sean, can you at least give us an explanation as to why the cameras are off?
Can we get this out of the way? Can we address the cameras issue? Do you think this will
Some days we'll have them, some days we won't. The president's going to speak today in the Rose Garden. I want the president's voice to carry the day.
That's Sean Spicer yesterday getting into it with Jim Acosta from CNN. Fun, heated. Who knows if the cameras will be on later on today for the press briefing. Coming up, Jamie's not moving to Missouri. And just like that, we're back with you on 98.1 KMBZ Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Jamie Monticelli, Mike Wicket. Nope, day two, still not used to it. Still not used to the new schedule.
This one right here. This is the one that throws me.
Yep, every
it's
time.
That. I'm like, oh, hey.
And this is not a new thing. We're going to continue to do this, right?
I think so.
We're still doing this, like, tomorrow?
We're so bad at it.
We're getting there.
Clearly you guys can't handle this.
We're getting there every time. We're thrown off by it.
Are you going to do it tomorrow? Yes, you are.
Yeah, Jay's making Jay's cracking the whip over there.
It's possible.
Somebody on the text line yesterday said, wow, you guys are hitting your breaks on time. Jay's
we're hitting them early.
Jay's cracking the whip on us. That's why.
Just earlier than what you're used to.
Do you enjoy living in Kansas?
You know, it's fine.
Do you enjoy being a woman?
It's not my choice. It's not the choice I would have made necessarily. It's got its difficulties at times. You know, we make less. Periods are kind of a pain in the neck.
Monticelli's confused about her gender. Is that what she's saying?
I mean, Jamie, you can choose to go a different direction in 2017 if you'd like.
No, I could, but that seems like a lot of work.
James Monticelli's has a nice ring to it.
No, it kind of doesn't. I'll stick with it, but I guess I'm going to stay in Kansas if this passes.
Jimmy Monticelli.
No. I mean, Jamie could be a guy's name. Why can't I just stay what I
am? That's true. Jamie, you could just turn into Jamie. You know?
I just stay exactly who I am. All right, we got to talk about this bill that is being proposed out of Missouri. And if you want to look it up online, this is Senate Bill number 5 that was bad enough in its original form in the Senate. And then the House got a hold of it and made it even worse. And we will tell you about the spirit of the law and then the implication of it. But if this were to pass in its current form, employers and landlords could discriminate against women for their reproductive choices when it comes to birth control and abortion, meaning they can ask about what kind of birth control you use or whether you have had an abortion. And landlords, when they are looking over your application for a lease, they could include a question on there like, what form of birth control are you on, or are you on birth control? And if they don't like your answer, they can use that as a legal reason to deny you a job or to deny you an apartment. So let me read to you just a little bit out of Bustle. Again, it extends it. Originally, the Missouri House had just let it apply to employers. Now the updated version extends it also to landlords who could also evict women for getting an abortion, using birth control, or getting pregnant out of wedlock. So The bill was meant to overturn a St. Louis ordinance or to override a St. Louis ordinance that banned discrimination based on reproductive health decisions. This is a question of religious freedom. And the city passed the ordinance this spring, and that was when the governor complained that radical politicians had made St. Louis an abortion sanctuary city. He thought that regulation was preventing pro-life groups from hiring pro-life women. The women that run those pregnancy centers, he said, were being discriminated against for their religious beliefs. And so now we've got this bill that would say that employers and landlords could discriminate you because you have made some decisions about your body that go against their religious beliefs. Let me point out that the versions of the bill that I have looked at and the stories that I have seen make no mention of men. So they are not going to ask men, do you use condoms? They are not going to ask men, have you had a girlfriend in the past who has gotten an abortion?
Ooh.
This is for women.
Oh, man.
Thank you very much. I will stay in Kansas.
I have to stop saying I can't believe.
Wicked, it's passed the House and the Senate.
It's going to pass.
Yeah.
Because Governor Greitens called a special session on this.
Right.
Okay. 576-7798. Is this a good idea? Is this what we need to be worrying about? So in theory, if when you were 17 and you had an abortion, and now at 35, you put that, you did on your resume. Mm-hmm. Let's say you've worked.
Or you're asked about it and you're honest about it.
Yeah. And because of your answer, you can be denied a job or an apartment because of a decision you made 20 years ago.
Because of the religious beliefs of the person that you want that job from. They are saying, now, it's not, we are fully aware that there are some companies that have more public religious beliefs. We're aware that Hobby Lobby is one of them.
Yes.
They don't open on Sundays because they want their employees to observe the Sabbath. You know, we're aware of that. What this says now is that if this were to pass, and all it's got to do is it's got to go back to the Senate because they got to reconcile these two versions. The House version was more strict than the Senate version. If the Senate approves the House changes, or if they work all this out, then it goes to the governor. This says that you could be punished 20 years later for something that was not really a mistake. And that's abortion. I mean, just the option, the choice of taking birth control could be enough to get you denied a job as a woman. And again, we're not applying that to men. We're not saying, men, do you use condoms? Or, you know, or men, do you know someone? Have you been with someone or the father of a baby that has been aborted? We're not asking that.
I think this is absolutely insane. 100% insane. I understand we're in a pro-choice state, and a pro-life state in both Kansas and in Missouri. I do not believe this is even on the discussion table in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
I find it absolutely incomprehensible that Governor Greitens would call a special session and then have it pass through the Senate, and then watch it pass through the Senate and the House, only to get to his desk and sign this. If you are a woman, who's the, because everybody, and remember Tommy Lauren?
Yeah.
From The Blaze? She was the pretty blonde girl. She was like, everybody thought she'd be the next Megyn Kelly, super conservative. She was on the Blaze and TheBlaze.com or podcast, went after Obama, went after Hillary, super conservative. But she goes on TV on, what is that show with Whoopi and The View?
I confuse it. Yeah,
The View. The one with the cackling hens. She goes on there and says she's a conservative, but she's pro-choice because she doesn't want the government telling her what she can and can't do with her body, which is an incredible statement. They got her fired by Glenn Beck from The Blaze.
Why is it any of your business what I have done with my body to the terms that only my doctor and the person I am with, the man that I am with, gets to know? Why does my employer, my potential employer, or my future landlord or current landlord get to know that information and use that against me? Because let me tell you, a lot of people consider those things that we just described not wrong. A lot of people consider birth control to be perfectly morally acceptable. And there is a large pro-choice group in this country that does not consider abortion to be wrong. Why? It is such an incredible invasion of privacy. And why is there not a concern about, you know, a pro-business environment here? Why do we think that more businesses potentially are going to want to be in a state that allows you this kind of latitude?
I mean, if I am a business that targets women, I don't know, maybe I'm Victoria's Secret, for example. And I don't know where Victoria's Secret's corporate offices are. I'm guessing they're London or New York, Chicago, L.A. I have no idea where they are. Maybe they're here. I don't know. I'm getting the hell out of Missouri.
Yeah.
Because you're punishing women for choices they may have made in a different time in their life.
That they shouldn't necessarily be punished for.
And you're also punishing women for using potentially just the pill. Housing. Why would you want to build an apartment anywhere in Missouri if the potential landlord or somebody could come? Or why would you want to go move to an apartment anywhere in Missouri if the potential landlord could say on the application, have you had an abortion? Do you use birth control today? And that's a reason to keep you out? This is complete garbage.
And again, we're not asking the same of men. We are not asking men about what birth control you have used or if you have used condoms in the past.
I have.
Or what abortions the women in your life may or may not have had. Let me point out real quick, and then we'll get to your calls coming up next. The state could have trouble enforcing the law if signed in part. The Federal Pregnancy Discrimination Act prevents discrimination against women who have had an abortion. However, the act makes no mention of birth control. So they might not be able to enforce it if you've had an abortion, but they could enforce it if you use the pill or an IUD.
576-7798. 576-7798. Should women be not allowed to work at certain places or live in certain places because they either have had an abortion in the past or are currently on birth control?
Could a landlord, should they have the right to evict a woman because you're on birth control?
576-7798. 576-7798. Somebody tell me why this is a good rule. Next, 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ.
Wickets counting, because we got a question. We're talking about this bill out of Missouri. Started as Senate Bill number 5. The Senate approved it. The House then also approved it with some changes that gives a little more teeth. It's got to go back to the Senate, and then the governor is set to sign it if he chooses to do so. This is the bill that gets into religious freedom, an expansion of religious freedom, and it would allow employers, potential employers, and landlords to ask women if they have been on birth control, if they are currently on birth control, and if they have had an abortion. And if so, they could use that information to discriminate against a woman and not give her a job or to not give her an apartment or to evict her from an apartment. We're asking you about it, 576-7798 or 22980. We'll get to your calls here in a sec. But somebody asked us on the text line, where are the women lawmakers? Why are they not fighting for this? Wicket?
There are 6 state senators out of 34 in Missouri that are women. And out of the 163 House of Representatives in the state of Missouri, there are 34 women.
And my guess is, I don't know how many of those are Republican or Democrat, but
that would take me forever.
In a case like this, my guess is that a lot of people are putting your religious beliefs above your belief in the right to privacy or in the right of women to be treated fairly. Because, again, the same thing does not apply to men. Men are not being asked, do you use condoms to prevent a pregnancy? They're not being asked, did your girlfriend ever have an abortion? Somebody mentioned on the text line, because you can look at the bill online, that a woman can always decline to answer. Isn't that always an assumption of guilt?
Oh,
yeah. If you say, I refuse to answer that question, I would assume then that the landlord, if they have that religious belief, is not going to give you the apartment because they assume, well, if your answer was no, then you'd answer it. You know, you just tell us. And you assume that women are going to know they have the right to decline to answer.
About 18% of the state Senate is women. 21% of the House is women. 20% of the lawmakers in the state are women. About 20%. That's it.
Yeah. Let me tell you again, it is absolutely none of your business if I am on birth control or if I've had an abortion in the past, nor should you get to use that against me in giving me a job. It makes no impact on my job performance. Or in what kind of a tenant I'm going to be.
Would you ever have one?
Abortion?
Mm-hmm. This is important.
Yeah, because a lot of you are arguing with me saying abortion is murder. I am one of those people that I don't think the government gets to tell me whether I should or shouldn't, but I cannot imagine having one. I believe life begins at conception. However, I have never been raped. I don't know what that situation would be like. I've never been in a crisis circumstance. And I've never been in that situation to know if I would or wouldn't, but my thought right now is that I would not. But it doesn't mean that you should get to discriminate against me because I have or haven't.
576-7798. Let's go to Josh in Gladstone, first up on 98.1 KMBZ. Josh, good morning. Still morning. Good morning, Josh.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great.
I was just going to say just a couple of real quick things. The whole deal with the bill, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think the majority of people listening do. They can ask that question on applications, but there's absolutely zero way for them to track it or look back at your history because your medical files are yours. They can't get those.
Then why pass the law in the first place?
Just say no.
You know, why pass it then?
Why do politicians do most of the things they do?
That's a good
The governor
point.
Called a you special session saying? For this I mean, and is spending money on it.
But I'm with you on the, like, if they're doing this, why aren't they putting something on there for men, like, chasing down, like, do you have child support? Are you up on your child support? Do you have children that you ran away from and you don't take care of for men? You know, look, for, what's going on with that? Why are they only targeting the women? I don't understand. But it's ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous thing that we're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to these yahoos to sit on their desks, on their butts, and figure out these stupid things to pass.
Preach, brother. Appreciate the phone call. Josh, don't be a stranger, man. We appreciate that. 576-7798. Let's go to Jonathan and KCK. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, companies, as it is already, they ask you all, some companies, it depends on the company, they ask you all kinds of questions. Have you ever done this? Have you ever done that? And you could say, well, is that any of your business and does it have a bearing on the job? Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to work for Dave Ramsey's company, okay, which a lot of people do, you know, he's got a very big company that does a lot of successful things. His rule is if you've slept, you know, if you've cheated on your wife and slept with somebody else, he will not employ you. Not if you're actively doing it. That's his rule. And you could say, well, the person's love life is none of his business. That's his right. And, you know, if you don't like that, I mean, because that's what his company stands for. You know, they have certain values. And if you're not in line with those values, that's fine. Just find somewhere else to work.
I don't believe that a business should get to ask me absolutely anything. I don't think you get the right to the information about everything in my life.
But he does it as it is. And you know what? Most states, it's at-will employment. So you know what? They can say, you know what? We're going to look at your job performance. And if they want to, like what you mentioned yesterday with teachers, well, how is it any of anybody's business what they do outside the classroom? Because it is. It's at-will employment. They can do it if they want to.
You're right.
End of story.
The difference, though, is what I'm doing as another job to help support myself and what I have done with my health, I think, are two different things. One is a public thing. You know, if I'm in porn films, that is something that other people would see. If I'm on birth control, that is something only I am aware of.
Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it, Jonathan. Let's go to Chelsea in Olathe, 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi there.
Hey, what do you think? Okay. Should women be denied work or housing if they use birth control or had an abortion?
This is something that just gets my blood boiling. And I'm a Christian.
Okay.
So I absolutely, but I still believe it's a choice. And you know, what about all those kids that are murdered and killed by people that have no business having it? Are those the people you want living in your apartment complexes and working for your companies? If you're going to punish the people that are responsible enough to prevent birth when they know they are not responsible enough to care for a child, those are the people I would rather working for my company or living in my apartment complex because they're sensible people.
It makes sense. I mean, we can talk about abortion at another time and whether or not it's legal or murder or all that kind of stuff. But she's right. Jamie, if you are using the pill and you are in a relationship, or even if you're not in a relationship, mm-hmm. aren't you being responsible to know that I don't think I want to bring a child into this world right now? Why should that prevent me? She's right. You would be the perfect person to have in an apartment complex.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, there are other things that they are not asking about that would not be against your religious beliefs that you are allowing people to get apartments for.
576-7798. We have a special guest coming up. We'll get to a state rep coming up momentarily who will discuss this. We check in with Tammy in Independence, though, next, 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Tammy.
Hi. I would like to ask your listeners if there is any legal individuals out there who could give us some information on whether this type of law would be in direct conflict with the fair housing and fair employment laws as far as discrimination against sex. Being that this is applied only to women.
Right. I mean, if you hear this, don't you kind of agree with Jamie and be like, what about the males who may have been with women who had abortions or men who use condoms or men who are with women who use, isn't that kind of the same thing and a bit hypocritical?
well, not only hypocritical, but I do believe that it's illegal. It can be challenged in court. It will be challenged in court. And if it goes any further than what it's going right now, it could go up to the Supreme Court, because there's a lot of laws passed by a lot of states and senators and House of Representatives that eventually are proven to be illogical, stupid, and unlawful.
Illegal, yeah, I think is the key one there.
Hey, Tammy, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. It's always nice when local leaders are chiming in on the radio program, and we definitely appreciate our next guest from the 99th General Assembly from the Missouri House of Representatives. Duron McGee is with us on KMBZ. Representative McGee, thank you so much for jumping in. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
We're obviously discussing a hot-button issue within the House of Representatives. You've heard our conversation. Where did this come from, and what did you think when Governor Greitens called a special session to have this heard?
Well, I mean, I thought it was pretty ridiculous. So I guess let me just kind of back up and give your listeners sort of a prelude to kind of what this brought on. So this bill actually came up in a response to a lot of the folks in the Senate who are more conservative, and they wanted an abortion bill. And so there was a deal that was cut that would allow for folks to basically give them a platform to talk about this. The governor, I don't believe, had any, I don't think had really any will to really push this issue. I think this is sort of a checklist for the governor, who happens to be a Republican. I think, you know, they have been dealing with issues related to guns, related to, you know, some job issues, and related to this issue of abortion. I think this is simply just a checkbox for some folks to try to talk about this issue. And let me be clear that every day that we have a special session and the governor calls us back, it charges Missouri taxpayers $25,000 a day and about $120,000 to $125,000 a week, because you're paying lawmakers to be there, you're paying staff, and so we're essentially wasting taxpayers' money. And so just to give you sort of some background, you sort of gave those numbers about the ratio of women in the Missouri Senate and the ratio of women in the Missouri House. There are 163 lawmakers who I serve with, including myself, in the Missouri House. Out of that, 46 of those folks are of my party, the Democratic Party, and there are 118 Republicans. There are 34 state senators. There are only 8 Democrats. So at this point, the Republicans control the table. They have a supermajority in both houses. So frankly, if they didn't get this passed during the general regular session, now they're calling special sessions to get things done that they just didn't get done during the legislative session. We meet starting in January and go all the way through May. They control the calendar, and I think this speaks more to their leadership than anything else. And it's costing taxpayers to do this, to go through this erroneous checklist. I think it's very evasive for women to have to answer these types of questions, and I think it's wrong. I think it's morally wrong. I think it's legally wrong. And I don't think that it's something that we should be doing in the state of Missouri, and I don't think it's – and it reflects well on our state.
Representative McGee, you have a boss, right? Ours is going to get mad at us if we go any longer. We have to get to the news, but we thank you so much for jumping in with your opinion and some background issue. I think that number of $25,000 per day really throws people for a loop. We really appreciate you chiming in.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Best of luck. It's very expensive symbolism, you know?
It really is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no.
so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.